So throughout the day, today was actually a pretty special day. With, of course, starting with our chapter together with a group. And beforehand, I was thinking that something I've thought about, you know, before, that when we say we believe in God or Krishna, then it is, practically speaking, something inconceivable. And I was thinking of this while I was chanting the holy names of the Lord this morning in the Association of the Devotees. And as I was chanting, I was thinking the simplicity of the process compared to the complexity of the personality for whom we're searching. And I was thinking that pretty bold, because if it was a very technical and difficult, or, you know what I mean, process, then I wouldn't be able to do it. Just like yesterday, I was on the phone to AT&T, and I was telling the lady, I don't know much about my phone. And she says, oh, you're not a tech person. I said, no, I'm not a tech person. So I was thinking today that Krishna is so wonderful. Of course, sending the devotee, pure devotee, Prabhupada to come, spread the holy name, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself coming to give the holy name. And it being a process which is just hearing and chanting, just like we did tonight. Very simple. And it waters the root of the devotional creeper, which is situated within the heart. And from it, just like in my room, I have a picture of Prabhupada, and I have a picture of Radha and Krishna. And trying to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Deva, in his... It was confusing even to the creator of the universe. Not confusing, bewildering. He was bewildered how that small cowherd boy playing in Vrindavan with the calves and his friends could ultimately be that personality from whom everything comes. So I was thinking of taking that and appreciating the Supreme Personality of Godhead and feeling a sense of gratitude or appreciation, as we were, I was discussing with Vera on the other day, and of how the Supreme Lord understands that the living entities, especially in this age, like the Bhagavatam says, you know, short-lived, always disturbed, etc. And, but there's one redeeming factor, something by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can achieve all perfection. So as I was chanting, I was thinking, how wonderful the Lord is to have come Himself, displayed His pastimes in Vrindavan, for us to understand a little about Him. And aim again as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute the Harinam Sankirtan, this chanting like we did tonight, this chanting which we do on our beads every day. How wonderful of the Lord is, because everything is present ultimately within the name of the Lord. Because, as stated in the psalm, Golokya Prema Dana Harinam Sankirtan, that prema, or that pure love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that each living entity has, which is present in Goloka, which is far beyond my imagination. I didn't even pretend to know about it. But I can read about it, and I can have faith in it. And the Golokya Prema Dana Harinam Sankirtan, that relationship with the Supreme Personality of God, which we have in the spiritual world, that loving relationship that all living entities have, descends into the material world, especially in this age of Kali, in Harinam Sankirtan, in the form of the chanting of the holy names. So as we were chanting, I had been thinking, and as we kept chanting and chanting, and we chanted quite a while together today. And then I was talking with Raghunath and Maharaj, and I was saying that in the, I believe it's Harinam Chintamani, it's described that one of the reasons that we don't get the result, which Lord Chaitanya says, Chaita Dharma Marjanam Bhavama Havinda Bhavanam, is due to aparads within the holy name. And the main remedy for clearing that is to chant the holy name in the association of devotees who have firm faith in the holy name. So as we're chanting today, I felt that presence of faithful adherence to Krishna consciousness and chanters of the holy name. And you could feel it. You could feel it. And as we finished, I mean, both of us said, this is one of the best days of chanting. And I was thinking also that, as Lord Chaitanya says, Nanama Kardi Bahuja Nija Sarva Shakti Tatarva Tanya Nita Nasmanina Kalama, that there are no hard and fast rules, in one sense. And Sarva Shakti, all Krishna's potency is present within the holy name. And Krishna has hundreds and millions of names. But as Lord Chaitanya said, I'm so unfortunate that I have no taste. So I was thinking about that rasa, that taste, for one thing, the holy name. And that is, through the process of chanting, one slowly but surely will get that taste. Because just like Rupa Goswami was saying in Nectar of Instruction, that just as the person who has jaundice feels that sweetness or sugar candy, is very bitter, similarly, those who are bitten by the ignorance of this material world which is pretty much all the base of the living entity. If you taste the holy name, it may taste a little bitter. Even if it's not bitter, it doesn't manifest itself fully until one chants the holy name purely. And that pure chanting of the holy name again comes from association of devotees like are assembled tonight, where they seriously want to take shelter of the sound vibration of the holy name of the Lord. And by doing so, one's faith in the name will slowly increase. And as one's faith in the name increases, the taste for chanting will come about, where one will be eager to hear the glories and chant the holy name of the Lord. The material world is made in such a way, I mentioned this when I last when I was in Texas, that Krishna is very, the most intelligent. And those living entities who wanted to be separate from Krishna, he created the material world so that we could forget him. So everything here is built in such a way that everywhere you look, you can forget Krishna. It's a trap. It's a person. And the prison of this material world so strong that we have, I mean, if I had to bother to get everyone no thing back, I could get it exactly right, but due to our avoidance of Krishna consciousness since time immemorial, due to our avoidance of Krishna consciousness, we create our own, whatever, I can't remember the exact word, we create our own network of binding ourselves in this material world. So that jaundice is the taste that we gain from material sense gratification. And to break that, then this is not any hard to take. That we may have affinity towards the objects of the material world. But if we restrain ourselves from those things which are unfavorable for our Krishna consciousness, and at the same time take on those things which are favorable, the qualities that we have, and utilize them in the service of the Supreme Lord, and then finally param tasmati vartate, we get a higher taste. So slowly that taste will come. But in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna warns, in the yoga chapter, in chapter 6, Sainasthyena Yukta Yoga Nena Chaitasa, that once you practice yoga with firm determination and faith, and not be disturbed if there's a little, delay in achieving the desired goal. And in that commentary, Prabhupada's purport, he quotes that verse, Utsahan Nishtiyardayat, Ratchat Kamatavartana. That we have to be enthusiastic, we have to be Utsahan Nishtiyardayat, Ratchat Kamatavartana. Be determined, and we have to be patient. And as we patiently chant the holy name, just like we were doing tonight, it was wonderful. It was just to take you, if you just let yourself be absorbed in the holy name. It's very nice. Tat-tat kama pavarta. That will get an input in this one. You get that higher taste. So that higher taste comes slowly but certainly. We just need to be patient. That patience is something that takes a little time to develop. And the determination, dhritavrata, determination, strong, form, vrata, penance, is there. And the only one we really have is to chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. Janata Pisani, Janata Rara Pisani, Amani Amana Dena, Titanya Sivadi. That with humility and tolerance and just forgetting about being somebody in this material world, because it really doesn't make any difference who you are. There was Prabhupada was walking around Great Rock Lake, and there was a big house with a very famous wealthy man that lived there, and the devotees had tried to preach to him, but he wouldn't let him in. And Prabhupada said, when Yamaraj comes, he'll get in. So what will he do? I'm a rich man, you can't come in. I'm a rich man, you can't come in. I'm a famous man, you can't come in here. I'm beautiful. I'm strong. It'll make a difference. It comes and takes you away. You should see these qualities, and we should see ourselves and see if we have these qualities and cultivate these qualities and then chant the holy name and ultimately one will be attracted to the holy name constantly, to be able to chant the holy name constantly. And for like myself, I always liked this one, which I'm just giving you the things I thought of today, and then I'll turn it over to Maharaj. But I was also thinking of that verse, Teshan Sapatri Yirtanam Vrajitavrita Program. Dhamme Bhuti Yogam Tam Jaini Mamu Puyam Tite. To those who are constantly devoted to me with love and devotion, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So, I was feeling that Prabhupada's purport, that he describes a few things about the different yogas, and then at the end, he explains that even if one is not intelligent enough to understand, then Krishna from within, even if one is associated with a bona fide spiritual process, and one has a bona fide spiritual master, still, if one is not competent, or I think the word might have been intelligent, Krishna from within gives him the understanding by which he can come to him. So I always, knowing myself to be of a particular nature, I depend on that one. That Krishna will be there. Somehow or another, when the final moment is that Krishna will be there. It's a matter of faith. It's more than faith. I was thinking today, a couple of my hours to help us. I won't go into the details. faith is the barometer of our devotional advancement. And if we have complete faith in Krishna, then we have reached their devotional service. And if we're 25% there, then we're 25% there. Kind of like Draupadi hanging on to the sari and then hanging on to the Vishnu and finding a devotee in the Vishnu name. So, I was thinking that so much attachment to this material world, it's very difficult to disqualify. Every little thing, it's funny, at one time I just said in class that everybody has their little bag of Maya that keeps that in the corner. Open it up, and I'll take a look. See what they want that day. And ultimately, everything has to be given up. Because ultimately everything is given up, willfully or unwillfully. So knowing that as it is, I was thinking how fortunate we are to have been today. This is my last prayer before coming here. And actually, now that I think about it, Rose was saying that too. How fortunate, or lucky, or we are to have association with devotees, to have the association of Prabhupada, and the association of Krishna. So many things. And to be very, very careful not to disturb it. So I was praying, don't let me disturb. Let me enhance my life so that I can enhance others. My aunt asked me that question, what's your purpose of chanting? They said, it's purifying. Just for yourself? I said, no, everybody. If I get purified, then somebody else will contact and get purified. It's like a virus. Just a few more things to work with. Basically, that was the answer. So we want this virus of Krishna consciousness to spread. Impurity is the force. I remember when I was in Vrindavan, Krishna Maharaj came up to me and we were talking, and I said, he asked what I was doing. I told him what you were doing. I asked what he was doing. He said, we keep your devotees in this kind of purifying ourselves. So that was my today's thoughts. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.